أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد. In the previous ayat we read of the munafiq Akhnas bin Shuraiq, who was very eloquent in speech, very convincing in his bayans, very handsome, and he should come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and declare great love for Allah, for Islam, for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But when he should leave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he should go and burn the fields of the Muslims, the orchards of the Muslims, and kill their animals. In other words, he was a great munafiq and a great enemy of Islam. And there are more than enough such people present today, and we should be on our watch for such people. So anyway, that was his condition. And Allah Ta'ala says further, when he's told to fear Allah, to make tawbah, etc., then his pride and arrogance overtakes him, and he becomes even more, and he doesn't want to accept the truth, and he becomes more overtaken with dalalat, with going astray. Contrary to that, Allah Ta'ala explains the condition of those people who fear Allah Ta'ala, what their condition is. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسُهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. اور لوگوں میں ایک شخص وہ ہے کہ بیچتا ہے اپنی جان کو اللہ کے رضا جوئی میں. And amongst people, there is that person who sold his life for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ رَوْفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. اور اللہ نہایت مہربان ہے اپنے بندوں پر. And Allah is most merciful and kind on his servants who turn to him. This ayat was revealed with regard to Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi who came from Rome, and he accepted Islam. He was in Makkah Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made hijrat to Medina Sharif. He also wanted to go to Medina Sharif, make hijrat. As he was leaving, the Quraysh of Makkah came and stopped him and did not allow him to go. He told them that all my wealth that I've got here in Makkah and everything that I own and possess, I give it over to you people, allow me to go. They said, all right, we accept that, and they allowed him to go. When he came to Medina Sharif, he explained to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam what had transpired. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he told him, Rabiha bay'uka ya Aba Yahya. O Abu Yahya, that is Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have done a very, very profitable business, that you gave away all your dunya's wealth and you came to Medina Sharif and you made hijrat. At that time, to make hijrat was farad, to go to Medina and live as a Muslim there. And on that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat for him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed him that Allah says that this business you did with Allah, that you gave away all your material wealth in order that you could go to Medina Sharif, a very profitable business you have done. So this is the condition what a Muslim should be and how he should be. With regard to this, there are other great, great instances with the great sons of Islam, how they also feared Allah Ta'ala. The Shuraiq, Akhnas ibn Shuraiq, when he was told to fear Allah, then his pride and arrogance overtook him, and he refused to fear Allah, and he became even more aggressive and more harmful to the Muslims. Whereas on the other hand, on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody told him, ittaqillah, fear Allah. He immediately got off his mount which he was traveling on, and he put his cheek on the ground, that I humble myself and I hand myself over to Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, we find that on one occasion, a Jew went to Harun al-Rashid, the famous king, the very righteous and pious king, and he, for 1 year, he wanted some of his needs to be satisfied. On one occasion, after a year, the king Harun al-Rashid was going somewhere, and he was mounted on his conveyance. And this Jew came and told him, Ittaqillah, fear Allah Ta'ala. Harun al-Rashid immediately got off his ground, and there and then on the ground he made sajda. And then he gave an order that this Jew, what his requirements are, what he's asking for, give it to him, fulfill his requirements. When Harun al-Rashid completed his mission and returned back to the palace, one of his close people told him, how come you feared the words of a Jew so much? When he told you, Ittaqillah, he says, I did not fear the words of the Jew, but that words of the Quran Sharif came to my mind, that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهُ أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةُ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. When somebody is told, fear Allah Ta'ala, and then his pride overcomes him, and he does not fear Allah Ta'ala, and then the fire of Jahannam is the place for such a person. That ayah, that fear came into me. So in this way, a person should have the fear of Allah. And when somebody advises us, whether it is even our junior, many times our wives give us very good advice, but we just brush it aside, or we will just shout back, and we'll say, and what about you? What and what you do? We are not prepared to accept the advice. When any junior also tells us, today forget juniors, our seniors tell us, and we make excuses, and we will find fault in those who advise us. We don't accept the advice. We should learn there to fear. When we are given some good advice, we are told to fear Allah, we should accept that advice. That is the quality of a mu'min. A munafiq is he, when he is given good advice, then he retaliates, his pride overtakes him. He doesn't want to accept that advice. So we shouldn't be like that. We should be ready to accept the advice that is given to us. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, "May yashri nafsahu." That person who sells his life. There are two meanings to this. One is the meaning of selling, that a person sells his life. Like Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sold everything of his for the pleasure of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala takes over that life and gives it back to him. Allah doesn't need our life, and leaves it as an amanat, a trust with us, that use this life of yours according to my commands, what I tell you. And nobody is in possession of his own life in reality. We all belong to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one who owns us, and Allah just made it an outward show that Allah says he bought, or we sell our lives to Allah Ta'ala. So that is one meaning. And the other is not of selling, but the meaning is of buying. That you buy your soul, and that is by doing amal salihah, and you barter them for salvation of your life, of your soul, from the fire and the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So in any of the two meanings it is correct, but the more preferable meaning is that a person sells his life for Allah's pleasure. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, and in return Allah has promised Jannah for those people. There are various aspects of this ayat. One of them is that Allah Ta'ala has bought our lives and our wealth, which are both filthy and dirty. Our lives, we are full of guna. Our wealth is so contaminated, everything. What we are eating are so doubtful things, what we are eating. So in every way we are contaminated. Allah bought the filthiest and dirtiest things, and return gave us pure Jannah. That is the great mercy of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. The other aspect of this is that Hazrat Ibn Attar radiallahu ta'ala an, a very great alim, he says that this is the meaning for the general Muslims, that Allah has bought their lives, and in return he gives Jannah to them. And that is that if we sell our lives to Allah. But if we still carry on with our own things, and we feel we are the owners of our life, as many people say, it's my money, I can do with it what I want to. It's actually only an amanat in our hand. Allah wants to see how we will use it. Many people, how many women say, it's my body and I can use my body as I want to. This body doesn't belong to us. And on that basis, to donate our body organs to anyone is also not permissible. Because our body organs don't belong to us. They belong to Allah Ta'ala. It is just an amanat with us. And we cannot use it as we want to. So anyway, Hazrat Ni'ata said, the general public, they feel happy that Allah has bought their lives, and then they will get Jannat in return. But the very pious and close people of Allah Ta'ala, they fall down in shame that Allah Ta'ala, that we belong to Allah Ta'ala. And still Allah had to tell us that I'm buying your life from you. In other words, that we were so stupid that we did not understand that we belong to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah in His mercy, He told us, I'm buying your lives from you. Even so much of understanding we could not have. That is the condition of the righteous and the pious, that they understand that we fully belong to Allah Ta'ala, every moment of our lives, every aspect, and we must use it only according to how Allah wants us to use it, and we can't use it at all as we want to use it. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this, and particularly when we are given any advice by anyone, then pride and arrogance mustn't overtake us. Many a person, when somebody gives him advice, there are so many people who start swearing and shouting, who will carry on like mad people, and all just to subdue the person who's giving him advice. And especially if the wife gives advice, we just don't want to listen to her. And we don't want to accept what she says. Whereas we should be such that even if our juniors give us advice, we should be ready to accept it when it is the right thing. But today, even our seniors tell us, and we'll find fault with them also, but we won't want to accept. That is not the way of a mu'min and a believer and a bondsman of Allah Ta'ala. That is the way of the munafiqeen. Allah protect and save us and give us these qualities of humility, humbleness, to be submissive to Allah Ta'ala. That is the quality of a believer. Always he is like that. And he hasn't got this pride and haughtiness and makes an excuse his anger. And my anger goes out of control. That is absolutely no excuse. He is not fooling anyone, he is fooling himself and making shaitan happy. Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness in all our matters.